G'day, welcome to the Simple Cooking Channel. Today, I'm going to show you how I make chocolate fudge. Now, this is a very, very simple recipe. There's another way that I'd also make chocolate fudge where I might add some things like some glucose and some brown sugar and a couple of other things. But for this one, I've broken it down to just three ingredients. So, let's get started. Now all you need to do is get 50 grams of unsalted butter, then get one can of sweetened condensed milk. Now that's going to be roughly 395 grams. If it's a tiny bit more or less, that's fine. And now what we do is we put this in the microwave on high for about 2 minutes. Now that's nicely melted and quite warm, so just give that a little mix. Now just remember that everyone's microwave is going to be a bit different. Some are going to be stronger than others. So while for mine 2 minutes is right, it may not be for yours. You may need it for 2.5 minutes or maybe even up to three. But start with two and just see how it is. Next, get your chocolate. Now, cut it up to small pieces or break it up into chunks. You can have milk chocolate or dark chocolate. I find that dark chocolate gives it the best flavour, so I'm using dark chocolate for this. Now, the amount of chocolate that I use for this is about 400 grams. Now, you can use a bit more or a bit less, but I find that 400 grams is just about the right amount that I like for this. And just start stirring. You can use a spoon if you want, or I like to use this. And it should be warm enough to melt this. Oh, yum. It's already getting there. Get a baking tray and line it with some baking paper. Get your fudge and just put that straight in and just smooth it out to whatever level you want. If you want to be flat, and there you have a very, very simple chocolate fudge. Now, put it in the fridge for 2 to 4 hours. And then we'll come and cut it into pieces. Yum, yum, yum. All right, this is ready. This has been in the fridge for about 2 hours now. So what I'm going to do is just lift it straight out and start to cut it up. So just cut up to whatever size pieces you would like. Oh, I love fudge. Now it's cut up, placed onto some plates or whatever. Just remember, you leave it in the fridge, but this, oh, yum, yum. Look at it, fudge-tastic. Well, I hope you like my simple, simple recipe for chocolate fudge. Now, as I said, I've got another recipe that's a bit more complicated, that has some more ingredients like brown sugar and glucose and some other stuff. But I want to keep things as simple as possible. Now, I'm just going to get straight into this because I can't wait. Holy moly. Oh, this is so yum. I'll see you next time for my next meal.